Hare Krishna. See temptation as an attack, not as a defeat or even as a precursor to defeat. Suppose there are soldiers who are guarding the national border from the enemy, and suddenly they find bullets whizzing by them. They hear tanks rolling. They hear airplanes thudding above them, thundering above them. Now this will make them spring into action. We have to defend, and they will start counterattacking. They will start planning how to counterattack, if not counterattacking immediately. It is not that soldiers, just because they hear the sound of bullets and planes and tanks, they don't think of that because of these sounds alone that they are defeated. They see these sounds and signs as indicators of attack. And that attack means if they are not prepared, if they do not counterattack, they do not defend properly, they may be defeated. But attack itself is not equivalent to defeat. So it is not a defeat, not a precursor to defeat either. Similarly, when we start practicing spiritual life, now we launch a war against illusion. And we may be peacefully practicing our life, spiritual practices, and suddenly bullet-like tempting desires start coming into our consciousness. We start feeling agitated by temptation. Sometimes when these temptations come, the mind is so sinister, it makes us think, oh, now you have become tempted, now you're going to fall down. So better give up. And we think of the very presence of temptation as a sign of defeat. But no, temptation simply comprises an attack. The forces of illusion against whom we are battling, they are now attacking us. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in 5.23 that the test of our devotion is not the absence of temptation, but our resistance to temptation. So he says in 5.23 that shaknoti haiva yah sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. That shaknoti, if it is possible for you, O Arjuna, sodhum, if you can tolerate it, prak sharir vimokshanat, till you have the body, till you are not given up the body. What should you tolerate? Kama krodhod bhavam vegam. So desire and anger, vega, the urges that come out of them. These are like shooting bullets coming into our consciousness. Sayuktah sa sukhi naraha. Such a person is a yogi. Such a person is going to be happy. Sa sukhi naraha. So it's interesting. Krishna doesn't say that a yogi has to be free from desire. He says the yogi needs to tolerate the presence of desire, not succumb to them. So just as soldiers on the border, when they see desire, when they see bullet shooting by, they spring into action to fight. Similarly, rather than feeling disheartened by the presence of temptations in our consciousness, we can become enlivened. That now is the opportunity for me to absorb myself in Krishna. Now is the opportunity for me to relish the higher taste of Krishna consciousness through absorption, and thereby to tolerate and transcend the temptation. And actually, the ultimate protection is not the absence of temptation. The ultimate protection is absorption in Krishna, attraction to Krishna, love for Krishna. So if we are lackadaisically practicing bhakti, and if the presence of temptations prompts us to take shelter of Krishna more, then that temptation, that attack, rather than being a precursor of defeat, that can be a prodder towards victory. The supreme victory of deep absorption in Krishna and satisfaction thereof. The supreme satisfaction thereof. Thank you. Hare Krishna.